Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, hey. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, it's hump day, extra emphasis on the hump.
Yes, hump.
Here we go. Omarosa is out at the White House, and we have our exclusive with our on-air White House correspondent, Gary with the T. He actually spoke to Omarosa this morning, and he's going to tell us everything she told him.
Sip it with caution, honey.
Burn your lips.
Okay.
And it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas for Selena Gomez's family, as long as Justin Bieber isn't there, but we're going to get into that later. But first, we got to open up the doors and make this party a little bit live and bringing Heidi and Frank. What up, y'all?
What's up, Headcrack?
Is Headcrack all you see?
Hello, Brad.
Auntie Brad is here, honey.
Hello, Gary. Well, if you didn't already know how cool George Clooney is, here's a couple of reminders. George and Amal recently flew back to their home in England, and as they boarded the flight, George passed out. It's all that tequila. Oh. No, George passed out some noise-canceling headphones to everybody in first class. Now, why would he do that?
Right.
Well, they were traveling with their twins, Ella and Alexander, and said, hey, here's a note that said, I want to apologize
ahead
now in case they start crying. I'm going to pass you out these noise-canceling headphones.
Wait, hang on a second. Did I hear you right? He only did this to the people in first class?
Well, yes, only the people in first class.
Does he not think baby cries and you can coach people?
No, that's part of coach. You don't get the warm cookie and you get to hear all babies crying. That's just how it works back in coach. All right, now for the topper. George gave each of his 14 best friends $1 million.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. I've always thought about something like that, but he actually did it?
Yes. He did it. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but he did it. Randy Gerber, one of his best friends and business partners, recently revealed how generous George is. And I guess 4 years ago, George invited his 14 closest friends over, and they're called the boys.
Uh-huh.
And when they got there to the dinner party, there was a designer black bag that had their names on them all around the table. And then he proceeded to tell them how much, you know, that they meant to him. He says,
God.
Listen, I want you guys to know how much you've meant to me and how much you mean in my life. I came to L.A., I slept on your couch. I'm so fortunate in my life to have all of you, and I couldn't be where I am today without all of you. So it was really important to me that while we're still all here together, that I give back. So I want you all to open up your suitcases. So they do, and inside is $1 million cash in each bag in $20
bills. This is like the greatest episode of Deal or No Deal.
I love it.
Here's the thing. He paid the taxes on the money, so it's $1 million cash. Free. Clear.
Wow. You know what? Even just the message that he wrote is beautiful, and to put $1 million on top of that.
Damn,
it's amazing.
Well, Brad, I know you probably have some friends that aren't as successful as you. You haven't done anything generous and nice for them?
I mean, of course. I buy cars and pay house notes and car notes and bills and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Well, look at that.
I know.
I bet you ain't paying my house note. I'm your friend.
Bitch, you rich already.
I ain't rich. Okay, you got the bigger check over
Miss
here.
Miss Portia.
Well, so far, Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest seem to be a match made in heaven. But before Ryan and before Michael Strahan, remember Kelly's OG partner in crime was Regis Philbin?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, Kelly just revealed to the New York Times that Regis had a mandate. Absolutely no talking off camera. He had almost a superstition about it.
Oh.
He said, save it for the show.
Oh, yes.
I'd be like, good morning. He'd say, save it for the air.
So, you see, Headcrack, Gary does like you. He's just being professional.
Okay.
Well, race car driver Ari Lyon-Dyke is on his search for love. Yes, he's the bachelor on the, count 'em, 22nd. Season of The Bachelor, and the super teaser was just released, and as usual, it looks like there's going to be a lot of drama.
They're leaking out!
Let me see.
I'm
making bold moves because being a single mother, I deserve more time than others.
If I'm trying to talk to my man, you need to back the up.
It's gonna be absolute mayhem and carnage because women are ruthless.
I don't care what other people think.
I'm freaking out right now.
I just can't stop crying. I'm so scared.
You're gonna be fine.
Let me tell you something about this teaser, okay? This man knows how to caress a woman. He knows how to hold them. If you see, every time he's holding a woman, it's behind her head.
Yes,
you know, he's got his hand on her back. I'm telling you. So this is going to be a fiery season.
It is.
He is going to have every girl thinking that he genuinely loves
them. Yes, he's a charmer.
It's not that he knows how to caress a woman. They just don't know how to ride a Sea-Doo correctly.
All right, guys, it's time for a...
Dish Fan Shoutout!
Ooh, y'all sound good. Thank you, darling. Well, this one goes out to Breezy Boy out in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, Breezy.
Yes. So a Memphis local news channel tweeted out this photo of four men who were wanted for South Haven car burglaries. And Breeze B-Boy replied, is that Gary from Dish Nation?
Oh, my God. It looks like Gary.
Go ahead, Grand Theft Gary.
Justin Bieber will not be decking the halls at the Gomez house for the holidays. Now, recently, Justin Bieber's mom announced her love for Selena Gomez. She just thinks she's great.
Wait, how can you not?
How can you not love Selena Gomez? But I guess Selena Gomez's family, not a fan of Justin Bieber.
How can you be?
Well, the way he hurt her and left her and that whole mess. And so, you know, they're saying, no, he's not invited here for the holidays. That's not happening. Really? We're going to have the holidays separate.
Well, that's kind of mean.
Well, but here's the thing, and this is a red flag. When you get into a relationship, if the families don't like your girl and your guy and all that stuff, this is going to be there forever.
No, I think this is the flag that screams, this is the ultimate love, and you guys should be together. I think that if both sides of the family like both of you, then that's what fails miserably.
What?
And Selena has to say it out loud. She has to say, listen, you know, if you're going to make me choose between Justin and you, I'm going to choose Justin every time, so get over it.
That ain't no black person saying they pay
for it. No.
You don't say that, honey.
What would you say?
What y'all say? Yeah, what would you say?
You ain't gonna say you gonna choose nobody and you gonna be with us or your ass ain't not the family.
And they'll just patiently wait for you to need them.
Thank
right,
you.
Then you break up and she's like, I told your ass.
I told you so. I told you so, Christmas paper.
Heidi, you got it down pat. You invited to the cookout, girl.
All right. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so in the midst of the Hollywood sexual misconduct explosion, Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep are giving their opinion.
If you threw out every film or television show that was made, Netflix would go out of business. I think you do just have to, you wait, because this is a long game.
People's off-the-clock activity should never affect their stuff that happens on the clock. Like, you know, like even when everything came out with Louis C.K. Granted, sexual deviant behind closed doors, but you can't say Louis wasn't a brilliant show. I couldn't wait to see that movie I Love You Daddy that no one's going to get to see anymore now because everybody panicked because they were afraid they was going to lose all this money.
I can't separate the two. So once I find out, yes, of course, if I don't know and I enjoy somebody's films or their music or whatever, and if I don't know, I don't know. But when I find out, it does ruin it for me. I'm like, well, I guess I'm out. I mean, I love Louis C.K.
So you're saying House of Cards has been ruined for you because of Kevin Spacey.
He's gone.
Thank you. I was in the middle of binge watching it, and I just, I pulled out. I'm not even going to click on it at all.
Huh? No, we're going to your movies because you're seriously talented. That's what he's saying. He's like, if you have a talent, you got to wait it out. This isn't a sprint. This is the long run. Where it's like, there is true genius and talent there. Yes, I think every artist has a disturbing side, you know, that is, you know, makes them artistic.
I think when you say the artists have a dark side, I think none of us, when we say that, we're thinking pedophile.
Right.
You're thinking, oh, he's sitting at home putting peanut butter on himself, maybe letting his dog lick it off.
Right.
You're not thinking that is weird.
Yeah. Omarosa is leaving the White House, and I, honey, might have just some exclusive intel. Next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's
Yo, they shooting.
Huh?
Made you look. Shout out to Nas. If you remember a couple months ago, Lonzo Ball made some comments about hip-hop. He was asked about hip-hop, and he called Nas outdated. He said, don't nobody listen to Nas no more. And then he added that real hip-hop is Migos and Future. I mean, your
opinion. Yes, he did say that.
But he got a lot of backlash for that comment. But last night, Lonzo took it up a notch. So when he arrived at Madison Square Garden to play the Knicks, he walked in wearing a hoodie that had an image of one of Nas's earlier album covers. But his face was superimposed on it. And Twitter was up in arms. It's like, yo, that's mad disrespectful.
Is it disrespectful?
He knew what he was doing. So he dissed Nas, but then shows up in New York wearing a variant of Nas's album cover with his face on it.
Maybe he learned a lesson.
Exactly.
So now he's like, you know what? That was wrong.
Exactly.
I was wrong to say that. You know what? The trolls is right. I probably should actually, you know, salute this man.
It's that level of optimism that will allow you to bring a stranger into your home to kill you.
No!
He was very optimistic, though, right?
I just see it differently, you know.
I mean, just think about it. I mean, it got a lot of kids out there. They don't know who Brad is. They know Lil' Kim.
Well, Lil' Kim is the same time.
Yeah, but Lil' Kim, you know, was more nastier and stuff like that. She did the Il Na Na.
That's going to be Foxy Brown.
Yeah, you. Oh, God. You and your vest, go back to Bloomingdale's, okay?
You're going to get your ass whooped, Gary.
All right, y'all. Up next, Omarosa is out of there.
What?
Yes, White House official Omarosa Manigault Newman and former Apprentice star has officially resigned from her role at the White House. Or did she? White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says that she resigned yesterday to pursue other opportunities, while White House correspondent April Ryan is reporting that Omarosa was fired.
Oh, so she definitely is not in the building. We just got to know why.
So now, without further ado, let's turn to our very own White House correspondent, Gary with the government tea.
Yes, right. Yes, thank y'all so much. Now, I just got off the phone with Omarosa, and she said this quote, I'm free.
Oh, wow.
She's free, bitch.
So she told you all this on the phone herself?
Yes, she told me that. But, you know, she can't say much because, you know, she's still there. She won't be off. I mean, at least she won't be out of the White House until the 20th.
Right.
Of January.
Mm-hmm.
But she helped a lot of people, and I feel bad for her because she's a good woman. I love Omarosa dearly.
So she doesn't feel like President Trump appreciated her?
Well, she didn't say he didn't appreciate her, and she didn't say that, but black people didn't appreciate her.
So, yeah, you expect us to believe that, like, out of all the people that Omarosa could be talking to at this time, she just got the phone with you?
Yes.
Can you show your call log to the camera?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got it, boo.
Huh?
Huh? Huh?
The duration of the phone call is 2 seconds. That is not a statement.
No, boo, it's a minute and 31 seconds.
She said all that in a minute?
That must have been a pocket dial.
All right, guys, it's deal time. Now, you know, I love hair, and it's very important how you maintain your hair, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, check out this Unica 1-inch nanofiber flat iron and setting spray. The revolutionary nanofiber plate set a new standard in flat irons by preventing moisture loss. In fact, it retains 90% more moisture than traditional flat irons. It's perfect for fine hair, thin hair, yet strong enough for the thickest of hair. Plus, you get setting spray, which creates a great hold with a touchable feel and easy to brush.
Get to the good part, Portia. Get to the good part.
I know.
How much does this cost?
Well, this can be seen as high as $330.
$330?
Yeah. But for all of you, you, and you at home, it's only $44.
What?
I can't believe this is happening.
I know.
It's serious.
All you've got to do is head over to morningsave.com.
Coming up, is Nick Cannon trying to get Mariah back? We'll tell you what he just did that has us like, Stay tuned.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I want to tell you all about an event that's happening this weekend that is very, very dear to my heart.
Yes.
You guys are very familiar with my family's charity, Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless.
Yes. You guys have been putting in work for years.
Yes, and Brett, you're an ambassador with the charity.
I am.
Oh. Yes, well, this weekend, Hosea Children's Christmas Party will take place this Sunday here in Atlanta at the Georgia State Stadium. It's going to be a grand event. Now, Santa will be there to bring toys, and we'll have lots of food for the children, but here's where I need your help. We still need 2,000
1,000 toys. So, Gary, you got to get on the phone.
Yes.
Get everybody out there to bring some toys. Let's all be able to give together. So, please, 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 go to forhosea.org for more information on where to drop off the toys. And you know what? Be a part of bringing a smile to a beautiful child's face this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like seeing a child's face light up
yes.
when they get something they wasn't expecting.
Bring your kids Sunday.
I'll leave them.
You leave. For the Incredible Gang's new music video, Dream Girl, the boys cast themselves and Mariah as dogs.
I saw this video earlier. It's so dope and well done.
Are you
really?
Serious?
Yes.
Nick Cannon is portrayed as a black Morky with a turban on, singing about Mariah, who is a Maltese. The dad giveaway is the dog's hair covering one eye and the bling around her neck, of course, darling.
Ain't over my ex yet, never. Still think about her every time I get up. Paparazzi always ask me why I left her.
That is too cute.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
If everybody in here could be a dog, what would you be? What kind of dog?
I would be a German Shepherd.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm trying to picture a German Shepherd with that jacket on. I can't.
He looks more like a Great Dane.
Porsche.
Oh, gosh. I would have to say a poodle.
Really?
I think a Rottweiler.
That is not grand.
All right, moving on. Calling all you nerds.
Uh-oh.
I guess,
hey, Craig.
I guess I'm in that
That's
too.
Your crew.
Yeah, we're down. We're simpatico. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people out there have been racking their brains trying to figure out what to get for Christmas, so I'm going to make it easy for you. Minecraft Story Mode, Season 2, it's here.
Oh, my God. Minecraft is insane.
Really?
Oh, my God. These little kids love it. They die for it.
Really?
They do.
Yes.
And the cool thing is, like, every choice you make overall affects the story and how the game's going to play out. So everybody who plays it has a different experience in the game.
Right. Oh, so true.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't add video games to the things I do at home alone.
It's a different kind of Minecraft you're doing this time. So, Season 2 continues the saga. Jesse, he's the hero of Season 1, and it features voice work from Patton Oswalt. Now, here's the dope part for all our Dish Nation viewers.
I'm so excited for it.
We are giving 10, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lucky winners a chance to get a digital download of the game, and one person is going to get the grand prize. It's a digital download plus a Samsung Galaxy S2 tablet.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's cute.
Now, you might be wondering, how do I enter this? Here's all you got to do. Go to TelltaleSweeps.com.
Wait, what? Telltale?
TelltaleSweeps.com.
TelltaleSweeps.com.
After the break, Brad Pitt might have a new lady in his life. Or does he? More Dish Nation up next.
Welcome back. We're going to close out the show with a mini version of We've Got Issues. And I say a mini version because, well, the postman messed up and we only got one magazine.
Well, you have way more than one issue.
Well, Star Magazine, so check this out. On the cover, J-Law and Brad Pitt, it's on. You know what they look like? They look like young Jennifer Aniston and old Brad Pitt.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, he's going back to the
beginning. But he likes it.
Knights of Passion, inside Angie's furious reaction, will they make their public debut at the Oscars? Now, keep in mind, he's going to be 54 in a few days.
She likes old dudes, I know that.
She's 27.
Aronofsky, her last boyfriend, was 48. And
yeah.
I think Chris, what was his name?
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin.
Gwyneth Sachs.
40.
Yeah. So now they're a Hollywood couple, maybe, allegedly. They have to have a Hollywood couple name. Maybe we go J. Pitt? No. J. Law Pitt?
Law Pitt.
Law Pitt. Maybe this is how you tell if you're going to be a good couple or not, because I can't come up with a good couple name for them.
Bra Law.
I got a bra law. Once it's off, I am not going out. That's my bra law. Hey, you want to go out? I took my bra off. That's bra law. Bye.
Yeah, if you're wearing a bra, you are out. That's my bra law. Burn that thing now.
We both have the law, just very different versions of it.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.